Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of shiurim in the Rambam's Hilchos Mamrim. We are on Perek Hey, Halacha Aleph, B'siyata D'shmaya. We've already had six beautiful shiurim on this topic, and we've seen Dvarim Gedolim Me'od, Baruch Hashem. It's a big schus. And now, Anachnu Mitkadmim Hala, Shuv Al Pi Torat Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Me'or Einenu V'Shmo V'Zircho Tavis Nefesh. הגאון רב דוד זצהר. אז עכשיו אנחנו רוצים לבאר יותר את מה שכבר דיברנו באחד מהשיעורים הקודמים, שיש צורך במיעוט, צריך למעט קוטון ומקלל ומה כאוביב. זאת אומרת, you have to, why do we need a special exclusion of a cotton when it comes to cursing and striking a parent? Cotton is always excluded, so why do we need special exclusion in these cases? אנחנו רוצים לבאר את זה יותר, וגם בעצם העניין, הצריך ביור טובה, ומה שרואים בכמה דוחדי, שצריך פסוק למעט קטן מאוינשין. In numerous places, you need a special pasuk to be memaid a cotton, to say that a cotton doesn't get punished. And it's not enough that we have the general Torah rule that ein manishim cotton, that we don't punish a cotton. So mechitesi ma pitom shetzarich miutim bemekomot mesuyamim, that you have to have a special miut for a cotton. Ve'anachnu nira efohem, efo. Rishit ko yesh gemara b'mesechet Sanhedrin, שלא צריך בסמכת עמוד בית. אז הגמרא אומרת שלא צריך פסוק למעט קטן מחיוב בן סורר ומורה. למה? כי היכן אשכחן דענה שהכוסף זה אחר בו יקרוב למפטרה. הגמרא says, like, why do you need a, not like, well, גמרא says, why do you need a mute, that a cotton's not a בן סורר ומורה? Where do we find that we punish a cotton? They, now you need a miut. In other words, you only need a miut if you were to have a mina that you're punishing him in the first place. אז זה הכלל, נכון? וזה מאוד הגיוני. ולכן זה מעמיד בקושיה את כל המקומות שצריך באמת מיות לקטן. ונמנע אותם, אחת לאחת. ראשית כל יש גמרא במסכת קידושין, בדף יוטט עמוד א', ובסנהדרין דף ננבט עמוד ב', ובתורת כהנים בפרשת קדושים, בפרק חף, פסוק י'. איש פרט לקטן, לעניין חיוב מיטה שבא על אשת איש. We have a mute that a cotton isn't חייב מיסה when he has beer with an אשת איש. תויסס המסוכים, 91b, and Dibur Maschil Ish Velo Koton writes, Ubeperek Dalad Mitot Nami Kashe, Amait Sechish Pat Lekatom Baleshet Ish Valeshet Aviv Alabeima. So Toste already asks, why do you need a pasuk to be memayet that a cotton isn't chayvonish when he's Baleshet Ish, Aleshet Aviv Alabeima? והוא גם קושייה למבואר, יש גמרא בסנהדרין י"ד עמוד א', וגם בתורת כהנים, בפרשת קדושים, פרק כ', פסוק י"א, that, like Tosis pointed out, that we're memayed a cotton that he's not chayv an eshes aviv. בוודאי. Why would he be chayv an eshes aviv? He's a cotton. Also, Toras Kohanim, פרק כ', פסוק י"ג, that it says there again, ish, so we're memayed a cotton, לגבי משכב זוכר, פשוט תריז פוטר. דף נ"ד עמוד ב' שם, ובתורת כהנים, בפרשת קדושים, שוב פעם, פרק כ', you look, you go through לאורך תורת כהנים, in פרק כ', you see פסק after פסק, איש is ממעט, פרט לקוטן, לעניין שחייבים בהמה. So Tosis again, Tosis already mentioned those, well, what do you need פסוקים for? Why don't we פסוקים to be ממעט a cotton with his, with an Ashes Ish, a cotton with an Ashes, with his father's wife, right? And the father's wife isn't necessarily his mother. Happens a lot today. that one's father's wife isn't one's mother. So that's unfortunately. So that's the that's why don't we need to be my cousin? That a cousin's not allowed to be with such a woman. Why don't a cousin be my? Why don't we be my? That a cousin's not allowed to be with a cousin with a behema. That a miut that he's not chayiv a misa for a cousin being with a behema. All these different things with the zachar. ותורת כהנים בפרשת קדושים בפרק כ' פסוק י"ד איש פרט לקוטן לעניין חיוב איש או ביתה. They're not allowed to be with the mother and her daughter. So we also memayit קוטן. פסוק י"ז איש פרט לקוטן לגבי חיוב אחויסאי. שוב, למה צריך למעט אחותו? שאין לו חיוב על אחויסאי. וכן בפסוק י"ח איש פרט לקוטן לגבי בעל הנידה. וכן בפסוק כ' איש פרט לקוטן לגבי דודוסוי. פסוק כ"א. איש פרט לקוטן לגבי איש הסוחי. So we have all these different types of arayas that, alright, it's nida and erva that we already discussed in another shiur. But al kopanim, all these isurei bia that were memayit hakoton. Ve'al kol zeh yikshek hakushiyat ha'tosfot b'psachim. So then we have the kasha, the tosfos in psachim. That's a kasha in all these places. So there are terutzim that are given in various Rishonim, but they don't cover the different. They don't cover all the instances, just some of them. We also have a miut in Rashi, Ala Torah, Perek, Chof Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis, and Parashas Mishpatim. Maki Ish Vameis Mos Yumas. Lama Ne'emar, Lefi Shinam Yishkakev Nefesh Adam Mot Yumat. Shemuni Behakar B'loi Misa, Tamad Lomer Maki, Ish Vameis Inachev L'Bakar Shal Misa. V'nera Maki Ish V'lo Ne'emar Vish Ki Yaki, Yisiyom Inachev Yad Shaki Ish. He gets the ish v'is ha'kotten minayin, tamalom ha'kiyak ish ha'filu ish ha'kotten. And then, v'od ilu ne'mar ma'ke ish, shomei ani ha'filu kot shihika v'harag yechayev, tamalom ha'vi'ish ki'yaka v'lo kot shihika. That's why I read that whole Rashi, to get to this point, that v'ish ki'yaka v'lo kot shihika. So why do we need a miut that's memayit ha'kotten from a chiyuv misa? Like the Mizrahi there already asks. Anyway, he's patur mikolon jinshe b'toirah. And we have the Mechilta pasuk yedalev v'chiyazidi sharei largo meimuzuchiti chen ulamus lamaid cotton nachamol cotton's memud from chiyuv misa. Also pasuk tezayin goni v'ishem acharo we're also memaid a cotton. So why do we need all these pesukim for all these miyutim for ketanim? Anyway, ketanim are put to a minim mitzvahs. Top as achshav nagia anachem dilagnu tzad me'akushiot. ואנחנו נגיע עכשיו ליישוב הדברים, לפי דברינו, לאור מה שכבר למדנו. בהקדם צריך להקדים מה שמבואר בסוגיה בסנהדרין, שזה אחד מהיסודות, סוגיות היסודיות, אולי סוגיית היסוד של הנושא הזה של קטן באוינשין, שעליה מדברים הרבה מאוד, וזה famous תשובה לחלקס יויוב, and a lot of different Poskim, Lahoris Nasan has a beautiful siman on this. We've discussed this a lot in the past. That it says in the Katan, but it says that it's talking about the bestiality in the Sanhedrin 55b, that a Katan abala behema to kol anami ikav rachmanu dechasi levei. In other words, when a Katan has beer with a behema, rachmanu litzlan, when he commits the horrific act of bestiality, so there's a takala. There is some element of sin over here, but the Torah has rachmanas on the cotton and doesn't punish the cotton. Chuvis Rebbe Kiva Eger, b'madura tinyono, b'simen kuf lamedale dechriach, she'ena kavana, she'yesh lekatan azhara, ela derachmane chas alei upatrei me'onesh, ela sherachmana chas alei shelo lahanisho. Va'ayde ze, lo nimtza katan bechlala azhara. Rebbe Kiva Eger, mechadesh chidush gadol. Rabbi Kiva Eger Omer, who machriach sham, she'ena kavana, that a cotton is not allowed to be with a behemah, he's warned, pasuk is asering him. Just God has mercy and doesn't give him a punishment. That is not pshat in the sugya, but rather that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has mercy on him not to give him a punishment, and memela he's also not forewarned. He also has no asar, he also has no lav. Yesh harbe kushiyot Rabbi Kiva Eger, b'morenu v'rabbeinu diber al zeh, b'sefer ha-gadol be'er Miriam b'chelek gimel, Rambam melchot melachim perek tet halacha vav od gimel, v'perek yud halacha bet, u'b'sefer yad melech, perek dalet halacha chav, perek dalet halacha chav alef. אז אנחנו באמצע סדרת שיעורים בהלכות מלכים, אז אני מקווה להגיע לזה, גם למה שכתב בספר יד מלך, אבל בשביל זה צריך הרבה חיים והרבה כוח. אבל היסוד הוא שאין פטור מיוחד על קטן מעונש, אף על פי שיש לו סיבה חיוב. There's no special פטור for the cotton from punishment, even though there is a סיבה חיוב. דאילו היה לו סיבת חיוב, יש להענישו. It's not pshat that there is a סיבת חיוב, and we patter him from punishment. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, that's not the pshat. And therefore, if there would be a סיבת חיוב, then you should punish him. That, זוקת Rabbi Kiva Eger, is not the pshat. אלא, שעל ידי זה דרחמנה חס עלי, שלא להענישו, from the fact that the Torah had Rachmanis not to punish him, ba'al kolchenu lehotziyo mechlal ha'azarot, she'az memeila ein sibat chiyuv le'onsho. But rather, since the Torah had Rachmanis on him not to punish him, so it must be that we should take him out of the azharis, and memeila there's no more sibas chiyuv to give him a punishment. There is no longer an azhara, and memeila there's no sibas chiyuv. ואפשר לומר that that's all במצוות שנאמרו כלפי עצם ההזהרה והחיוב, שבזה אין קטנים בכלל ההזהרה, כיוון דרחמנה חס עליו דקטנים שלא להיות בכלל ההזהרות. So we can say that that's all in mitzvahs. In mitzvahs that were said vis-a-vis the etzem azhara, the etzem chiyuv. Their ktanim are not included in the azhara, since the Torah had rachmanis on ktanim, that they're not included in the azharas. Again, like Rabbi Kiva Eger said, that when the Torah, when there's an azhara for Jews in general, the ktanim are not included in the azhara. Since they're not included in the Onesh, Memel, they're also not included in the Azhara. Aval, Behanhu, Shene'amar Behem Onesh, Umemela, Bechlala Onesh, Yeshna Azhara. But let's say we have cases where there's an Onesh, and Memela included in the Onesh is the Azhara, and that's what we've been talking about. We've been talking about how when it comes to Mekalel, within the onesh, there is also an azhara. Within the onesh of the chiyuv misa, is also there are two things going on over here. There's a chiyuv misa, and there's also an azhara, not to do it. Kfi shekvar harachnu meod. Kevan sheikar pasuk lo al azhara hi, ela al onesh. שעל זה אין הפקה דקטנים, ממילא ישנם באזהרה, כל אלו שישנם בכלל העונש. והידי זה גם קטנים בכלל האזהרה הוו, אילו שהם יהיו להדיה למעטם, מהאזהרה שישנה עם העונש. So, Rabbi Kiva Eger's whole yesod was that we're memayit them from the azhara. There's an onesh, and there's a separate onesh, separate azhara. We're memayit them from the onesh, meaning that they don't get any onesh, because they don't, the Rachmano Chasaleh, שלא להנישה וממילא not included in the Azhara. But that does not include those cases where the Onesh and the Azhara are one, where the Onesh within the Onesh is encapsulated the Azhara. Since there the Ikar Pasuk is not talking about the Azhara, it's talking about the Onesh. Where the Ikar Pasuk is talking about the Onesh. So there, you would think Ketanim would be chayiv. Ketanim would be included in the Asara unless we have a special miut. Umevu'al kamuvan lefiz yoter lefize hakamash malan barambam. We had asked on the Rambam, why does the Rambam have to tell us a special chiddush to patir katan b'magu makala loviv? Because as we saw from the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos in an earlier shir, their azhara is part and parcel of the onesh. With encapsulated within the onesh is the azhara as well. And there, ketana mar mufka. The only reason they're mufka is because we have a special miut. Ish is memayit ketanim. So we have to see the gabi maka aviv. It doesn't say ish. But al kopanim, that it says legabe klala, it says ish, whose makal is going to die, so that's memayit, we need a miut of ketanim, because there the iser is the iser, the azhara and the iser are encapsulated within the onesh, and there's no miut for ketanim. Where is there miut for ketanim? When like Rabbi Kivegil says that there, that the since the Torah had mercy on them not to punish them, memela, they were also not included in the separate azhara. But when the onesh and the azhara are one and the same, there we don't have that rule of Rabbi Kivegir. There the ketanim are going to be chayim. Well, they're not two separate things. Only when there's a separate pasuk for an azhara, there we say that ketanim aren't included in the azhara. Why are ketanim not included in the azhara? Because Hashem had mercy not to punish them, and memela they're not included in the azhara pasuk. But when the onesh and the azhara are one, when they're not two separate things, so there you would say ketanim are chayiv. And therefore we need a special miut by klala, where the onesh and the azhara are the same pasuk, to be memayit ketanim. That's why it says ish, and it's not mitzad the miut haklali shel ketanim b'mitzvus. And therefore the Rambam had to tell us that specially. And the same applies to Megadev, to a blasphemer, one who blasphemes Hashem Chas V'Shalom. The Rambam writes in Lo Seseit Samech that the Azhara comes from the Onesh, so we'd be Mechayiv Ketanim if not for thee. Ilav Dichsiv Gabe Aish. Nevertheless, by Megadev, the Rambam doesn't write a special Kamash Malan like he does by Mekalel and Maka. But Al Kol Panim, there is there a special miut for ketanim. It does say in the pasuk ish, and the ish is memayit ketanim. Why is the ish memayit ketanim? Because the onus har and the onus are the same pasuk. Now this has nothing to do with the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin that we started with, 68b samaches amud beis, that we don't need a pasuk to be memayit a katan. From the Chiv of Ben Sower Amorek, because Hechan Ashkach, Hecha Ashkachan, Dona Shakasov, the Hachaboy Kol Miftere. Where do we find that we're Maina Shakatan, that here you need a Pasuk to be Maina Katan? Because by Ben Sorer Moreh, even though it says Misa, where's the Azhara from? Losochlu al Adam, like it says in Sanhedrin 63a, the Ramam Sefer HaMitzvahs, Losesei Kuf Tzadi Hei. So there's the Azhara is a separate pasuk. V'lo katav Rama Azhara miyuchedet el ben sorer u'morek, ma shekatuv kan, al mekalel u'make aviv. V'nimtza, she'azharat ben sorer u'morek mechlal shar azharot, she'namru l'chol Yisrael. So when you have a general Azhara, who are the Azharas talking to? Azharas are talking to Gans Klal Yisrael. So you have an Azhara on Ben Sower Amorah, which is talking to all of the Jewish people. And since it's talking to all of the Jewish people, so Memele Ketanim are Pater, because whenever there's an Azhara said to the Jews, Ketanim are not included. Ketanim are on Chayv and Mitzvahs. Never. The Gemara is asking a good question. The Gemara is asking Le'abe ben Soro More that you don't need a pasuk to pater a katan, because we don't find that a katan receives an onesh. In other words, that a katan is included in asharos through which he's going to be makabel an onesh. And here you have a separate ashara, and a katan is not going to be included in that ashara, like we saw from Rabbi Kiva Eiger. But that's not the case when it comes to makal and makalo. By makalel, the onesh and the ashara are the same pasuk. You know, we saw there's also a separate one to be Mekayim and Onesh Mekayim Asirin, as we discussed at length in the earlier Shurim. But the point is that the primary Asara here is from this Pasuk of Onesh. So there's a Havamina that the Ketanim are going to be included in that. Ketanim aren't included in the Surim of the Torah. But here, the Onesh, they could be included in. And so when the Onesh Asara is part and parcel of the Onesh, it's encapsulated in the Onesh. Therefore, we're going to include Ketanim. So that's why we need a special Kamash Malam that Ketanim are excluded. ויעשה שפיל כמובן מה שכתב רשי בפרשת משפטים ומערם בדף סמך וב דבי קרא דאיש במקלל למעט קטן תקשה דהיך אשכחן למה שנתבהר אמנם בעשרה הבא מחמת עונש קטן בכלל עשרה הוא אילאו מיוטה דאיש וזהו שכתבו דבי איש למעט קטן ולפי זה במקד לא כתיב בי איש הרי לפשטות דברי רשי דבר מיעוט במקלל, כיווני גם מיעוט המכה, במכה אבל להיות חייב. דלק המיעוט במכה אבל חייב. ומעולם לא שמענו דבר זה. So now we understand what Rashi writes in Mishpatim, and the Maharam in 66a, that we need a special pasuk of Ish by Makalel to be Mamayit HaKotan. Because in the Azhara, that comes because of the Onesh. So a Katan is included. So like I said, that's why you need the special Ish. The Rambam has a special Kamash Malan about the Katan, the Katan, and so does the Pasuk. And therefore by Makkah, where it doesn't say Ish, so the Pashto is Divrei Rashi, that you need a Miut by Makalel. There's no Miut by Makkah. So what are we going to do about Makkah? By Makkah, there's no miut. In other words, the only way you know the Azhar is from the Onesh, and we don't have a miut on the Katan. So we've never heard that a Katan is Chayiv. A Katan should be Chayiv by Makkah Aviv Imo, because there's no miut. And here the Azhar is included in the Onesh. So why don't we have a miut on the Katan? The answer is that we paskin, Achein Arei Kaimalan Demakshinun Hakah Liklala. We have a Gemara in Sanhedrin, 85b. Then we have a Hekesh of Akar to Klala, 85b. Avamis 101a. So once we're Mamayit HaKotan from Makalel, we're also Mamayit HaKotan from Makeh. And that's the Kesef Mishnah that we saw in an earlier Shir. In Halacha Hey, that from this equation that we equate Hakar to Klala, so that is going to be Mechayiv women as well, the Hakar. Or Mechayiv women by Mekalel, by Klala, so also Mechayiv women by Hakar, so we're going to say the same thing about a Hakar. That we're pattering a cotton by klala, so we're also pattering a cotton by hakah, but it's still not going to shtem with the man diomar. It's not going to work with the man diomar that we don't equate hakah to klala in that sugi over there. So that is that resolves the union of klala. Why we need a mute, but we still have one more step to go. To be miyashi of all the cases that in the Arayis Psukim, why we need to be Mamayit Katan. So what I'd like to do, Rabbi Say, is I would like in the next shir to resolve that as well, and hopefully to see other beautiful, beautiful inyanim. And now we're coming towards the end of this series, but it's been amazing. And Bezer Hashem, we will hopefully continue in or for the resolution next time. And I thank you so, so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Lina Delamshich.